You may not have noticed these white boxes mounted on poles across Seattle.
When I'm walking downtown, I look up and I see these things that weren't there before.
It's designed to keep our community safe and just to be part of effective government.
Do you know what these white boxes are on street corners in Seattle, Washington? For a long time, residents didn't even know. It's a Wi-Fi network set up to help the Seattle Police Department and several other city agencies fight crime, terrorism, and cope with major disasters. But some say those boxes are capable of something else, tracking your location.
We're a great police department. We want to make sure we're doing everything we can to keep the community safe. Part of that is using technology to our advantage to make our jobs easier, to make our investigations more successful.
That's Sergeant Sean Whitcomb of the Seattle Police Department. He agreed to talk with us about Seattle's mesh network Wi-Fi system that is a part of a $2.7 million grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's a part of the Department of Homeland Security.
This is the Port Security Grant. It's got two major components. One is a camera component, and one is a wireless mesh or Wi-Fi component. They're integrated, and it goes all along the Seattle coastline.
In Seattle's case, the network would provide communication between law enforcement, fire department, medical services, and Coast Guard personnel in case of a disaster when a traditional wireless network may be broken.
Ultimately, it's designed to keep our community safe, to help out with criminal investigations, and just to be part of effective government.
It seemed like a great plan to improve public safety until citizens began to see this curious network pop up on their phones as an available Wi-Fi network to connect to.
People started to realize, oh, when I'm walking downtown, I look up and I see these things that weren't there before on the poles. I'm opening up my cell phone and I'm looking at available Wi-Fi networks, and the corner appears to be an available Wi-Fi network, the intersection. And that's strange, and it wasn't there before. And it started to raise a lot of questions.
That's Brian Robick, senior policy strategist at the American Civil Liberties Union of Washington.
The problem is that these mesh networks can have capabilities that citizens wouldn't necessarily want to have, including the ability to track devices that pass through the blanket of network coverage.
So here's how these wireless access points could be tracking you. If you go into your phone's Wi-Fi settings, you'll see these networks named after intersections, 3rd and Union, 4th and Pike, 4th and Union. These are all on the mesh network.
Here's how that location tracking might work. The Wi-Fi network wouldn't just be able to know which grocery store or bar you frequent, but also which doctor's office you visit, if you frequented a gun shop, or went to an abortion clinic, piecing together things you might not want people to know about. The concern from the public was big enough that the Seattle PD ended up shutting down the network in November 2013.
And since those concerns were raised by the community, we have been working with the community and City Council and Mayor's Office to develop a policy that will address privacy concerns while still allowing us to use this technology.
But it's been 9 months and still no set of rules have been solidified. So the boxes are just sitting there, going unused until the Seattle PD can figure out protocols.
Protocols would give the Seattle Police the opportunity to show how they are going to use surveillance technology to protect people and show how they're going to protect their privacy.
Aruba Networks, the manufacturer of Seattle's system, told us that the Wi-Fi they provided to the city is not designed to track users. But Robick says software updates could change this fact in the future, and without a crystal-clear privacy policy for how the network is to be used, citizens don't have any reassurances that their privacy is being protected.
The City Council has asked that every single time you add something or change something, that the police disclose it. And we're still waiting for them to disclose what they're going to do at the baseline. But without that, we have no assurance of what they're going to add on to the network to change it to do other things.
Robick also says that one of the most troubling parts of the city's process for acquiring this mesh network and surveillance camera system was how it was detailed in the city's request for proposals in 2012.
Their initial proposal was to give the Washington State Fusion Center a direct connection into essentially a DVR of the recordings of the cameras.
The Washington State Fusion Center tries to stop major crimes and terrorist acts by collecting and analyzing massive amounts of data submitted by local law enforcement agencies like the Seattle PD and federal agencies like DHS and the FBI.
It was very clear in their request for proposals that that was the initial intention.
Take a look at diagrams submitted in the City of Seattle's proposal in 2012. You can see how interconnected the mesh network and camera system is going to be.
That has been a surprising bit of information to some of the folks that we have spoken with in the city and in the police department when we bring it up. And I don't believe that that's their intention to have that connection anymore. But I do think it's interesting that when cities are campaigning for grants, that they build in additional information sharing and, in a way, barter the people's privacy in order to get the funds that they need to put up these systems. People have a reasonable expectation to live their lives without feeling that the government is constantly tracking them or constantly looking at them and learning about what they think, do, and believe in. And we shouldn't have to trade that that liberty for security.
Technology has changed how we interact with each other. We just need to make sure that as we move forward, there are some safeguards and protections in place that allow us to operate efficiently and legally while still maintaining that sense of privacy that people deserve and expect in our society.
But remember, the city has gone 9 months without that finalized privacy policy. And in a world where police are acquiring new technology every day that can invade a citizen's privacy, rules for data collection, data sharing, and guidelines for the future may be the only assurances law enforcement can protect us and protect our civil liberties at the same time. For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.